It's Future Leaders Day here on MyFM, and we're shining the light on five individuals under the age of 25 who are bettering our community through their own special ways. Right now, I'm sitting down with Emma Barnes, who is a local artist preparing to enter post-secondary for the fine arts in the fall. Now, Emma, we know you have this passion for the arts, but where would you say you got this passion? Who was your biggest influence?
Well, my biggest influence is probably Daniel Brasso from Romantic Designs in St. Thomas. I've taken a ton of classes from him, and he's been a big influence for his different mediums and everything. And I mainly do watercolor, but he's taught me how to do oil and acrylic and everything. And I'm very grateful for him because he's taught me a lot these past years. And I have some digital art influences. I like this artist on Instagram named Tangy Pine. She does really nice stuff in the U.S., but a classic artist, Monet. I love Monet, and when I went to the exhibit in New York City, I just stood in that room mesmerized by the water lilies piece, and my mom literally had to come and get me. Like an hour, I just stood there. I was like in shock by it. It's beautiful.
Now, you mentioned Daniel, but do you have any maybe sort of art teachers that you can kind of think back that kind of helped you along the way?
I've had a few art teachers, and they've always really encouraged me to do my work, especially in high school. But overall, I've kind of kept it personal for a while because it was like a personal thing to me. But since I'm branching out, my family, especially my mother, she's been very encouraging because I would say a big flaw of mine is not believing that my work is good, which I think is mostly a lot of artists' flaw, but...
And I would also say, like, it's not just artists. I would say that's mostly everyone.
Yeah.
You don't always believe in all of your abilities until you see that someone else appreciates
exactly.
It, right? Exactly. Now, kind of stemming off that, you kind of mentioned you're just now kind of putting stuff out. So have you received any sort of recognition or opportunities based on your art?
Well, again, I had some trouble pushing myself forward, but I got a really great, like, someone let me put my art in their studio at Romantic Designs, and that was a really big accomplishment, and I cried when I got the phone call. It was just a very great, encouraging feeling that maybe my art could be something, which was really good.
As someone who has started their art career, what advice would you have for other youth, maybe like you mentioned in elementary school, just finding their passion? What advice would you have for them?
A really annoying question, but it's true. Keep drawing, keep practicing, keep believing in yourself that your art can be something, and don't give up on yourself, because if I gave up, I wouldn't be having these amazing opportunities with my work. So just keep practicing and keep drawing, and yeah.
Now that you're kind of set to enter post-secondary in the fall, where do you kind of see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
In the next 5 to 10 years, I would definitely love to keep doing school. I really like learning things and learning new things about art. And hopefully I can get a career maybe working in a studio or having my work somewhere present.
As a future leader, we're hoping to inspire the youth of tomorrow. So what kind of challenges do you think that youth are now facing, almost compared to maybe our parents?
Mm.
What kind of challenges are the world kind of throwing at us these days?
The biggest challenge personally for me and even other artists and even youth is social media. It is a huge aspect of our lives now and our careers because people have built their lives upon it. But I would say to try not to put the negative comments to heart, because we're all just practicing, we're all just trying to get our art or something we believe in to have recognition. But yeah, I would definitely say that it really affects people's mental health, especially with stuff like that. And I would definitely say to try to tune it out, even though it can be difficult, and believe in yourself that your work can be good.